Dictation test.
1번
Honey, I'm going to have some toast with butter and apple jam. What are you going to have? Do you want to have the same?
No, I'm going to have a hot dog with ketchup on it.
2. Any drinks?
Well, I'd like to drink a Coke with ice. 3. How about you?
I'm going to have coffee. All right, honey, just stay here. I'm going to get you everything you want.
4. Oh, thank you very much.
Ebon.
Hi, Soojung. What's up?
Hi, Michael. I was just wondering if you know Sarah's cell phone number.
Yes, it's 110-2134-5678. Can I ask why?
I used her textbooks without permission today, and I forgot to return them.
You didn't say sorry?
I was going to do that, but she just left right after school.
Oh, she might have been upset. Call her and say sorry.
Yes, I'll call her right away.
Number 1.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, you can sit here.
Number 2.
What kind of sport do you like most?
I like baseball most.
Number 3.
Why don't you stand up and go home?
Maybe I should.
Number 4.
How often do you go to school by bus?
I never go to school by bus.
Number 5.
Do I have to buy a ticket?
No, you don't have to. It's a free performance.
Let's work on the history report together after school today.
I'm sorry, but I can't. I have to finish another homework assignment by this Friday. I'll write the report this Saturday.
That will be too late. The due date of the report is this Thursday.
What? Isn't it next Monday?
Wait, you were absent yesterday, right? Mrs. Brown moved the due date to this Thursday.
I see. Thank you so much for letting me know.
No problem.
Urban.
Guys, as you know, we are going on our field trip tomorrow. We'll look for as many wildflowers as possible. You'll need a notebook and a pen and a camera for each group as well. Don't forget to bring the book about wildflowers, which we read together in class. We'll use the book to check the names of flowers we find. We'll take pictures of wildflowers, and you have to write a report with those pictures after the field trip. Because we'll be outside for a long time, it would be a good idea to bring a hat. See you tomorrow.
Are you ready for tomorrow's presentation, Jiwoo?
Not yet. and it's not so good.
How come?
I have been busy preparing for a surprise party with my brother because tomorrow is my mom's birthday.
Oh, you must have been busy.
Yes, so I'm not ready for the presentation.
But tomorrow's presentation is also very important for your grade.
I know. I wish I had more time. What should I do?
Number 1.
How do you feel about your new sofa?
Well, I feel it's very comfortable.
Number 2.
A piece of cake? What do you mean by that?
It means that's very easy work.
Number 3.
Why don't we go to a movie after school?
Sorry, I'm supposed to get home early today.
Number 4.
I tried my best to win the race, but I couldn't do it.
Congratulations! You did a great job.
Number 5.
Make sure you turn off the lights when you go out.
Okay, I will keep it in mind.
Are you busy right now? Please help me a bit. I have a problem with this watch.
Okay, this watch looks really nice. Is it new?
Yes, I got it yesterday, but I can't wear it yet. The time is not correct.
Is it broken? Ask for a refund.
No, I simply can't read the manual. It is in Japanese. I heard that you majored in Japanese. Can you read this for me?
Of course I can. Give it to me. I'll help you set the correct time.
Did you finish packing all you need for camping?
Yes, I did. I'm ready to go, Mom.
I just checked the weather forecast, and you don't have to worry about it. The weather will be perfect.
Oh, really?
Are you guys making a campfire at night?
Yes. We are going to have a barbecue party.
Be careful when you make a fire and make sure you don't leave any trash behind.
Excuse me, can I exchange this?
Do you have a receipt?
Yes, here it is.
You bought a $30 t-shirt. You can get anything for the same price.
How much are these jeans?
They are $45.
Oh, then can't I get them?
Yes, you can get them if you pay $15 extra.
Really? Then I'll take them.
Excuse me, but are you Carrie?
Yes, you must be Uncle Dave.
Wow, you grew up so much. I couldn't have recognized you without a picture. Fortunately, your mom sent me a picture of you yesterday. Is your family all okay?
Yes, they are all fine. Mom said hello to you.
I miss all of your family. How was your flight, by the way? Didn't it take too long?
Yes, it did, But I'm okay. I'm so happy to be abroad for the first time in my life. May I have your attention, please? I just want to remind you of today's counseling program. The teachers from 10 different high schools are coming today. They are going to give you useful information you would like to know about. It will start at 2 o'clock, right after lunch, and end at 6. The program will take place in the main hall. Go and get information about the high school you want to enter.
Which after-school class are you going to take?
I am planning to take one that finishes at 5:50 p.m.
Then you should choose one of the classes on Monday or Wednesday.
Right. I think I should take the one in room A302.
That's a good idea. It's right just next to your classroom.
That's the point. I won't have to be in a hurry. What are you going to take?
I'm thinking of taking the coding class.
Then our classes finish at the same time. Let's go home together after class.
That's a great idea.
This is a traditional Korean side dish made of vegetables with a variety of seasonings. This is usually made of Korean cabbage or radish. People use this to make jjigae, buchimgae, or fried rice. A long time ago, people put this in jars and kept it underground for months. However, these days, people use a special refrigerator instead.
Oh no, it's raining again. I can't go for a bike ride today either.
It's been a while since you were able to ride your bike.
I can't wait anymore. I'll wear a raincoat and ride my bike.
That's too dangerous. The roads will be very slippery and you can't see clearly.
You are right. Maybe I should just work out at the gym. But I don't like exercising alone.
How about playing badminton at the gym with me?
That sounds good. Let's go now.
How may I help you, sir?
My son is graduating from middle school, so I'm looking for a gift.
Teenagers would like a new watch or a new pair of sneakers.
Actually, he bought both of them recently. Are these caps or sunglasses popular?
No, they are not popular with teenagers. How about buying him a new backpack? This is a new product, and it's cheap.
The backpack looks nice. I'll take it.
How was your Halloween, Daniel?
It was okay. I walked around town with my friends shouting, "Trick or treat!"
Sounds interesting. Did you dress up?
Yes, I dressed up like Dracula.
I wish I had seen it.
What about you? How did your Halloween go, Misun?
We don't have Halloween in Korea, but I joined some of my foreign friends. It was my first time.
Was it? So, how did you like it?
Hey, Jim, you don't look good today.
I failed to get a black belt on the Taekwondo test.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it your first time?
No, actually, I've failed it 3 times before. What should I do?
You might not have practiced enough because of a lot of stuff.
That's true, but I don't think I'm that talented in Taekwondo.
Don't give up. You'll pass next time.
Hi. Are you looking for anything?
Yes, I'm looking for jeans.
It seems like people love skinny jeans a lot these days. Why don't you try on one of these pairs here?
Well, I don't like skinny jeans. They are too tight.
Then I recommend these baggy jeans.
Oh, I like them.
Plus, if you buy one, you can get one more for free.
Mark met Jane to see a movie. However, she coughed again and again. He asked Jane if she had caught a cold, and he said that she could go home to take a rest. Jane said she didn't catch a cold. She just needed something to drink. Mark wanted to buy her a drink, but he was not sure what she would like. In this situation, what would Mark most likely say to Jane?